Hey, Oakmont, this is Jack Tully. I'm from Melrose, Massachusetts, and today it is my pleasure to evaluate you in music performance. All right, we're at Methuen High School on Saturday, September 23rd, 2017. Really looking forward to your show tonight. Wish you the best of luck, and most importantly, have fun. Got a little bit of sun shining in our face, so we've got to make sure that we push through that. Glare right in our eyes, especially from the right side of the stands as you look at the stands. Okay, a nice full sound here. Good clear tone from the trumpet section as they're down on their knees, and then the saxophones in behind. Yeah, nice confidence to our entrance here. Not easy. Da-da-da-da. I think we have a little bit of the difference of opinion from player to player here in the high brass. In terms of our articulation, exactly what type of articulation we're supposed to have, whether it's a D sound or a more pointed T sound. So we have to make sure that we're lined up with that. Job here in the front ensemble in the marimbas, but we need to make sure that we are not too mechanical with our sound here, marimbas. Let's make sure that we're adding accent and a little bit of touch, for lack of a better word, to make sure that's not completely mechanical as we work through those technical phrases. All right, strong sound there from the brass and woodwinds. Okay, just a real difference of opinion here in the tenor drums. Let's make sure that our stick heights and the way we're approaching this pattern here is the same. I'm not sure that we're, if it's a split part, if we're supposed to be playing on different drums or what in the tenor drums here. But we really need to make sure that we're on the same page here. Yeah, pretty good touch here in the snares, but as we separate from each other in the drill, two of the snares back up behind the tenors, we really lost clarity there in the snare drums. We got to make sure that we can stay playing together there, locked in on the tempo, even when we separate from each other. Yeah, much stronger there in the battery percussion tenor drums. Nice contribution there. Here we go. There's a little bit of more attention to some style here in the front ensemble. Nice accents there. All right, challenging parts here in the tubas, Barry Saxes. As we play that ostinato pattern. Yeah, here in the battery percussion again, let's make sure that we're locked in on that tempo. We're getting really aggressive, intense contribution there from the battery percussion, and it's just getting away from them a little bit so that they're not really on the same page, and it's not a clear sound in terms of their attacks and patterns there, accent patterns that they're playing. Kind of scared of the color guard here. I was gonna walk back there a little bit, but the color guard scared me, so I'm gonna stay here on the sideline, which is probably good because we got the front ensemble here. There we go, nice job in the marimbas. Four mallet technique here. All right, interesting sound here we create with the difference of mallets in the vibes. Okay, let's commit. commit to that crescendo there. Let's see if we can really max that out. We had some of the players that were really pushing through that crescendo and some that were not quite on the same level here in the front ensemble. Okay, let's see if we can really finish these phrases. We're kind of running out of breath towards the end of sustains here, and we're kind of cutting them short, not giving full value to our sustains here. Nice moment there in the brass and winds. However, I did hear individual players struggling through that, almost like they're fatigued and having to breathe more often than they should. So that just comes with a little more endurance to be able to last through those phrases. Okay, nice accuracy there in the front ensemble. All right, really push that crescendo. Dee-da-da-da-da. See if we can get that all the way. Okay, here again, where it just sounds like we're having trouble pushing through some of these phrases to the end. We're having to sneak more breaths in, and so the phrasing is kind of dropping off here. Sorry, that was a real nice moment, and I was kind of elsewhere, so I didn't really get to experience that in the front ensemble. Sorry, I missed that. Okay, careful here, battery percussion. We were doing a nice job, and now we start to take the big steps going across the field, and we lost quality in the patterns that we're playing here again. We really got to lock those feet in time, battery percussion. Nice intensity of sound here from the low brass. Difference of opinion in our length of note, low brass especially, some longer than others, da, da. We also had a difference in the way that we're releasing those notes. We got to make sure whether it's a open sounding da on the downbeat or we're stopping that note with our tongue like some of the players. All right, Oakmont. Got some really nice moments here, Oakmont. Good commitment from some of our players in the real aggressive and intense approach that we're having, although we're still kind of losing it a little more towards the end of the show. I think we're getting fatigued. As I said before in some of my comments, it sounds like we're just breathing and we're tired and we're letting our phrases drop off, especially towards the back half of the show. We have some strong percussion moments, but I really think the battery percussion, their challenge is to really kind of lock in on the tempo, and so that they can really have the same approach and commitment to some of these accent patterns. It's really getting kind of a fuzzy sound, especially when the visual demand is a little bit higher. And I can see some of the players in the tenor drums, for example, that are just not quite on the same page in terms of the notes that they're supposed to be playing. got a real, you know, certainly a demanding show that you've presented to us, and it's just going to be a challenge of making sure everybody can, first of all, make it through the show, and second of all, can really maintain that same quality of sound and same commitment to phrasing throughout the show. So I did enjoy the show. Hope some of the comments have been helpful. Wish you the best of luck. Safe travels. Thank you.